This is a Chronicle podcast, bringing you ideas in the service of medicine.
From the Chronicle podcast system, this is Vendor on Psoriasis with Dr. Ron Vendor. Based on the popular Vendor on Psoriasis column in the Chronicle of Skin and Allergy, Dr. Vendor provides brief synopses of recent significant clinical developments in psoriasis research and provides his observations and comments to accompany each report. In each episode, Dr. Vendor will answer questions and offer his expert observations and anecdotes on treating this chronic disease. If you have a question for him or want to be in touch at any time, just send an email to vendor@chronicle.org. That's V-N-D-E-R at chronicle.org. And, if you attach a voice clip, we might even use your question on an upcoming episode. Support for this podcast comes from Sun Pharma Canada. Sun Pharma is a world leader in specialty therapeutics and is now positioned to be an even larger contributor to the Canadian dermatology landscape. Learn more at www.sunpharma.com. And now, here's Jeremy Visser.
Welcome back. I'm Jeremy Visser of the Chronicle of Skin and Allergy. You're listening to the Vendor on Psoriasis podcast with Dr. Ron Vendor. In our 14th episode, Dr. Vendor will be talking about restless leg syndrome, mental health comorbidities of psoriasis, and shared decision-making with physicians and dermatologists. Welcome back, Dr. Vendor. Let's get back to our shared podcast making.
Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Dr. Vendor, our first study for today looks at shared decision-making with physicians and the patient journey. What are your thoughts on this study?
Thanks, Jeremy. This study is very, very important because we all assume that physicians and patients are involved with shared decision-making. And quite often, patients are a bit intimidated by making these decisions and rely on their healthcare provider for making the right decisions for them. However, it is extremely important that shared decisions are made with patients and the healthcare provider so that they are both in agreement and understand their plan. This study looked at over 3,700,000 psoriasis patients, and the shared decision-making score was 3.6 out of 4, which meant that over 3.6 times out of 4, the decision and discussion was made with the patient. Now, the other thing is that this adds to the satisfaction of the patient, of approximately 86% of patients being satisfied with this. And that tells us that patients want to be involved in their decision-making as well. Now, when you ask a physician, do you always do shared decision-making? Most physicians know that's the right thing and are going to say yes, even though it does not always happen as well. However, this is important because this is looking at the data from a 2019 medical expenditure panel survey, which I'm not completely familiar with the details. However, likely would have looked at different codes or different keywords that would have determined that this decision was shared, for example, discussed with patients, that sort of terminology as well. However, if you ask the patients whether they were involved, some of them may be intimidated and say, yes, I was involved, or no, my doctor made the decision on themselves. But this is over 3,700,000 psoriasis patients that were identified and were examined. So I think that this data is extremely important. I think that the majority of healthcare providers or dermatologists that discuss psoriasis with patients do discuss with their patient the treatments that they are recommending, explain the side effects, the efficacy, the monitoring that must be required, and then a decision comes with the patient to proceed with that treatment.
Our next study looks at restless leg syndrome in psoriasis patients. What did you think about this study, Dr. Vendor?
Thanks, Jeremy. This was a cross-sectional study that looked at the relationship between restless leg syndrome and psoriasis. They took 70 consecutive patients and 70 controls that did not have skin disorder, looked at their age, gender, body weight, height, and PASI score. And they used certain criteria for the restless leg and found that the restless leg was seen in about 18.6% of psoriasis patients versus 5.7% of the control group. And in these patients of the psoriasis that had restless leg, their PASI was worse, their DLQI was worse, their CRP level was higher, and their BMI was higher as well. And so this shows, again, just like in the previous episode, we talked about migraine, another comorbidity that has to be given to psoriasis patients who are suffering enough that have a lot of systemic inflammation with higher numbers of PASI, higher CRP, shown that restless leg can be seen in these patients.
Our last study looks at mental health comorbidities in psoriasis patients. What was your take on this study, Dr. Vender?
So thank you, Jeremy. You know, mental disorders such as depression, anxiety, and suicide is definitely increased in patients that have psoriasis. And there's been no study besides this one that was just recently published looking at the epidemiology worldwide. Everything seems to be related to either drug relationship and biologics that they're on, and it's just known. So this was an analysis that looked at 56 different studies and looked at the prevalence of depression, which was 20% in those patients that had psoriasis, anxiety, very similar, 21%, and suicide, thankfully, less than 1%. And when looked overall, geographically, North Americans had a higher prevalence of depression and suicide, and South Americans had a higher prevalence of anxiety. And this told us that the incidence and prevalence of comorbid mental disorders in patients that had psoriasis must be respected and must be addressed in order to control this depression and anxiety, get these patients more comfortable with their skin, and trying to treat them earlier. Now, this didn't look at treatments to see whether that changed, but we have seen that depression scores go down as the DLQI improves, as the skin improves, as the PASI level goes down as well, as the DLQI improves. So it is important to look at all these aspects and understand that 20% of your patients will have depression or anxiety.
Our first listener question for today comes from Alberta. What tips do you have for dermatologists to help improve the patient-physician relationship?
I think that the patient-physician relationship is the cornerstone of all patient encounters, and it's important to listen to the patient. It's important to take the time to listen to the patient. And I find that dermatologists are extremely busy. We have short appointment times, and we often miss this physician-patient relationship opportunity to be able to understand the patient, learn more about them. And then we say, oh, that's just for primary care providers. But what I've done is I have changed my appointment time and doubled the amount of time that I spend with the patients. Now, although that may decrease the number of patients that I see per day and increase my waiting list a bit more, I find that I'm enjoying my work a little bit better because I'm not stressed and pressured with time. I'm understanding the patient more, and the patients are more appreciative by spending more time to listen to the patient and hear what they have to say and have this shared decision-making in a more concise and better way. Now, for those who can't do that, I still think it's time that you need to spend with the patient, and having a nurse or auxiliary healthcare provider that you may have in your office spend the time. It's not the same as when the physician exact spends the time with the patient. So it's not easy in this very fast-paced, long waiting list, busy world of dermatology, but it certainly is possible.
Finally, we have a question from Ottawa. Regarding our first study about shared decision-making in dermatology, other fields have reported that shared decision-making improves patient knowledge. What else can dermatologists do to improve patient knowledge in dermatology?
So in order to improve the patient knowledge in dermatology, it's still directing patients for websites or proper websites on where to go. Handouts are still important. There's still a desire to have this on paper so that they can read it at their convenience. And so still giving handouts that are vetted and from a very good source is important to improve the patient's knowledge in dermatology, explaining to them quite often that when they have their disorders, that they're not alone, that there are many other patients that have that. I have focused my practice on psoriatic disease, among some other things. However, the patients understand that I am able to explain to them, to the best of my knowledge, their conditions such as psoriasis and how it relates to other patients. And I think that spending time with the patient and explaining either their pathophysiology, whether it's known or unknown, will help increase their knowledge, helps with shared decision making so that they understand that they are involved with the choice of their treatment because, let's face it, they're the ones that are going to take it. And all dermatologists care about is to have the patient improved. That is our life. We care about the patient and all of our battles that we do with respect to coverage, with respect to access, is based on helping that patient. And I think dermatologists are an extremely, extremely caring type of specialist, not to say that others aren't, because I'm not another specialist, but they are extremely caring and are willing to explain to patients. And I think that dermatologists do a very good job about this already.
Thank you, Dr. Vender. Listeners, if you have comments or questions for Dr. Vender, send them over. Send an email to health@chronicle.org. Add a voice clip attachment to your questions, and you might appear in a future episode of this podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with your friends. You can subscribe at Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is produced in cooperation with Sun Pharma Canada. I'm Jeremy Visser of Chronicle Companies. Your host has been Dr. Ron Vender from Hamilton, Ontario, founder and director of Dermatrials Research Incorporated and Venderm Consulting, specializing in treatments and management solutions for individuals with psoriasis. We'll talk again next week.
Don't use that to try this, says Vender on psoriasis. Dr. Vender on psoriasis. Vender on psoriasis.